AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome all to the latest edition of the Jake and Drew podcast. We are very thankful to have you here today.
Thankful.
Jake, it is November 20th. We're nearing the Thanksgiving break. We're very thankful this time of year. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. And I've come upon a revelation.
Revelation. Tell me about it.
Before we get into the introduction, before we get into the Thanksgiving special, there is something I do want to say.
This is the Thanksgiving special?
This is the Thanksgiving special.
Oh, okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There is something I do want to get into. I've re-evaluated my life, and I've realized that I want to be a world record holder.
Okay.
But the thing is,
you're not good at anything? Oh, I was like, where is this noise coming from?
I need you. I need your help. I need your perseverance. I need everything you have to help me achieve this goal. What goal it is, you may ask? How many shirts I can put on at one time to break the Guinness Book World Record. I need your money. I need your shirts, and I need them on my body. This is more than a world record. This is changing the world. So hop on the trend. Donate me some money, or even better, donate me a shirt. And we will make it happen. We will make history like no one else has ever seen before. And you can say I was a part of it. I helped them accomplish something that has never been accomplished before. 261 shirts on a man's body. We need you. We need you now. And we need you forever. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. The GoFundMe is in the link.
Oh, there's
there is a GoFundMe for this. We're trying to raise money so I can break the world record for most shirts worn at one time.
You know, I wanted to hate on that so bad, but that was really inspirational, man.
Thank you.
I actually that was great.
I worked really hard on that.
That was not even scripted.
Yeah. That was
really impressive.
From the heart. I don't know where
how
the
music
came from.
How many shirts did you say? 261?
261.
That's not that many. Well, that's a lot of shirts.
That's a lot of shirts.
Okay. I was thinking I could do that.
It's beatable, though.
It is beatable.
It is beatable.
You can't wear all smalls, though. You're going to need some big shirts.
We need to adjust. We need to pack on the smalls at first and then go to the mediums. And the large.
So this is the
extra large.
I'm not understanding. Take me through the progression of sizes for shirts.
So again. Then there's double XL, okay. Triple XL, okay. Quadruple XL, quintuple XL.
Okay, wrong, but okay.
Octuple XL. So we need all the shirts. So if you're a fatty, I could really use your shirts mostly because those are going to be the ones the hardest to come by. You're not seeing a lot of 6XLs.
That's
walking through.
That is kind of true.
We need you. We need the 6XL. We need the fatty shirts, and we need them now.
We need to use this sound way more often. That should just play in the background of the whole entire podcast.
It would be inspiring. It'd be an inspiring podcast.
I like that you looked into the camera for all of that too.
Yes.
They say never to look into camera, but I feel like that whole time.
Well, it was very much like the America "I need you" poster. You know, I'm pointing at
your
the
Uncle
camera.
Sam.
I need you. I'm Uncle Sam.
I think it's
Uncle
want
Jake.
You.
Oh. Huh.
Let me see. We don't have our intern
here.
I
need
today.
You. Yeah, no intern in the corner
what
today.
Do you think it is? Gosh.
We need you. I think it's we need you. Want is like, oh, we could want you. I don't know. You're something.
Ooh, it's I want you.
Oh, awkward. Okay.
If he says I need you, though, that makes it seem kind of desperate. Like, oh, we're going to lose. Like, he needs us.
We're going to lose the war.
If he needs us, then that means we're not doing that good.
Ugh. Speaking of Uncle Sam, our sports term of the week.
I thought we were about to take it to Sam. No, what is our sports term of the week, Jake?
Our sports term of the week is the fast break.
That should have been the name of our podcast.
Ooh, that's a cool name. Fast Break. I bet it's already taken.
Probably it's already taken. But
Fast Break is when, you know, you get a steal on the defensive end. It's in basketball. Or you get the ball on the defensive end. And the offense, who you got it just from, is not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break it and let's go fast. So let's go to the other end of the court as fast as we can, and we run and we pass the ball up, and that's a fast break.
It's fast. Yeah, you're breaking away fast.
Yes, you're scoring as fast as you can.
Okay, waiting for the team
to
break through the defense. You're fastly trying to break through the defense that isn't even set up at this point.
Yeah, it's a big momentum builder. If you can get a couple fast break buckets, oh, your team is looking
spiritual momentum.
Yeah, you're like, let's go. Let's keep doing this. Let's
are we looking
fast
at the,
breaking?
I got to break.
It's also the name of a Reese's peanut butter cup with the pretzel in the middle. A fast break.
Is it a pretzel?
Yes, the fast break. No, it's, or is it the take five? My bad. Same thing. Wait, there is a fast break.
There is a fast break.
I was right.
It's got peanut butter, skim milk. I don't know if there's any pretzels in it.
Well, that's the take five.
Oh, that's the take five. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks pretty good. I got to ask again, are we talking into the... For those who are just listening, who are just normal people, we have cameras.
This is our first recorded pod.
For the creeps that are looking on video, why would... you guys are a bunch of creeps for watching
Well,
us.
Maybe we'd be naked in the podcast, and so they would want to see us.
Do you think that's what the people listening were concerned about? Like, man, I really like this pod, but part of me thinks that they're all naked.
Why else would we be filming?
That's a really good point. To prove that we're not... naked, well, or to prove that we can be.
To prove that we might get naked later in the podcast.
Is that
what
you got
to keep watching to figure out?
We won't tell.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that helps me because now I know where to look and when to look. Jake, I was almost on IR, injury reserve, for this podcast. I almost didn't make it here today. We tried to shoot earlier in the week, but
it's true.
I was on injury reserve with a voice strain. Wasn't able to talk.
You were.
What am I without my voice? It's kind of like... that's my moneymaker. You're taking it away from me.
Mm.
I'm still recovering a little bit, still on the uphill. Or is it the downhill?
The downhill.
I think I'm on the uphill. Things are going up.
Going up.
That would mean that it's more
moving
difficult.
Up.
But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So I'm glad that we're able to do this, but we're here sharing this together.
Can you tell us how you lost your voice?
Yeah, that brings us into our next topic of the BYU football game this last weekend versus Kansas, that BYU took a loss to. That wasn't the right sound.
I meant to put the womp womp on.
Shout out Jesse Owens.
Oh, dear.
The Montana Jesse Owens, not the
Olympic
Jesse Owens.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was going to mention that we lost, BYU did. It was a kind of a hard game to watch. Not a lot of offensive momentum. And when we did, it was just kind of like we throw a pick or we just turn over on downs. It was kind of rough. I lost my voice. It was weird, though. It wasn't from cheering. I think I might have gotten sick. So maybe I shouldn't be talking so closely into the mic. I kind of have my... right even before the game starts, like I was like, all right, I'm going to cheer for this game. I'm a little chilly. I'm a little cold. I might come down with something because I'm out in the cold for a long time, but I still have my voice, right? And then like immediately, as soon as the first team, like they start jogging out to the field, my voice is just gone. It's just not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So I went the whole game just like not talking, which was kind of weird being in a crowd of people cheering and just like not really participating, but tough game to watch. I hate cold games. Those suck.
That's the worst.
Yeah. What, any thoughts on the BYU game, Jake? It's like a hot chocolate.
I have a grievance.
Oh, okay.
Error grievance. Something that I'm not thankful for on the BYU football team. I think people are hating on certain people on this team.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the BYU. I think people are hating on BYU quarterback BYU.
We're working overtime to support the BYU when he shouldn't have to need this. Like he shouldn't be taking as much flack as he has been.
Well, he hasn't been playing great, I will say that, but he is not the reason why we're losing, and I stand by that.
I stand by that, too.
Fully. And I also...
I'm sitting by that right now.
Yes, the other person who's getting a lot of flack is Satake.
Okay.
Which I also don't believe. I think he should get some flack for his time management, but not a majority. My majority flack is going to the OC.
I think you're kind of... what's it called? What's it called? I don't think you're alone in that. I don't think that's something that's
who's the OC?
Opinion.
Do you know who the OC is?
Flack. Strong criticism coming from the origin of anti-defense gun.
A lot of flack.
Oh, it means you're like people are shooting at you.
Yeah.
Flack.
Pew pew. But can you look up intern in the corner? Can you look up the offensive coordinator for the BYU?
BYU.
That's where my grievances are coming.
I know Jay Hill's the DC.
The fact that we got two timeouts, 53 seconds, and we're not running the ball at the two-yard line concerns me.
Mm.
When our running game is averaging 13 yards per carry, that concerns me. Why are we throwing a jump ball when our run game has been
working?
It is
the right mismatch. And that one, I guess you could say. It's like we had like a 6'5 guy on a 5'11 guy. So like that is kind of like the matchup you want. But we were running the ball so well, and we needed to take time with the clock. That didn't really make sense in that.
It was 2 yards. It was like 2 yards.
And we were running really well down the ball. Yeah. Okay.
So we threw a pick.
His name is
10.5.
I knew this. I should have known this. Aaron Roderick is our offensive coordinator.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Roderick. Like Roderick rules, except I guess Aaron.
From Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Roderick does not rule.
Roderick does not
rule.
Podcast.
He's the QB coach, though, primarily, or was the quarterback's coach before.
Mm.
He's got a lot of. He goes back to, like, he's been the QB coach for a while when he was at BYU, but it's weird that he was like. He was a linebacker's coach for a while, too, and a player as a wide receiver. So, he was a Utah coach.
Oh, that explains it.
That explains it. Okay.
Fire him. I didn't like that call. There's just calls throughout the game where it's like 3rd and 10, and we have like 2 minutes left, and we're running the speed option. Like, what are we doing? Because it was 4 down territory. I know that. But I feel like the speed option's a questionable
speed option
call
on a 3rd down is actually well. Like we run the speed option pretty well. Probably the best in the country almost besides like
it is 2 down territory. It is 2 down territory, so I wouldn't have minded minded them running the ball, but I would say punch it up the middle, get as many yards as you can, and then go for it on 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Speed option was questionable to me. So
that's fair. I fully agree with that. And then with the penalties too, with the false start on that 4th down, that's kind of what cost us the game too. Like the pass to Chase Roberts would have been a first, mind that. But I just feel like there was just like we didn't seem like we came out with a lot of heart. I hope this loss humbles us a little bit, makes us want to come out versus Arizona State a little bit hungrier, because I know ASU is hungry, which kind of leads me into my next question of who are we rooting for, Jake?
Both our teams.
I don't want to act like people who know us, people who don't know us are like, these guys suck. But people who know us realize that we're like BYU through and through, but we're also like Arizona State dogs for life. Yeah. All we did growing up was watch ASU and BYU football games, and it never was a conflict of interest because they were never playing each other ever.
True.
I don't think I ever watched them play each other until 2021 when Arizona State came to BYU with Jane Daniels. So, yeah. Jake, tell me where your heart's at. Where are you feeling?
Who does ASU play at the last game?
It's a good question. I think we have, like, I don't know if it's a tough one.
It's U of A. They play.
Oh, yeah. Last game of the year is always U of A.
I think, you know, my opinion at the beginning of the season was BYU. They're going in undefeated. I was going to go for BYU. They're not undefeated anymore. I'm rocking with ASU now.
Really?
I think.
Isn't BYU the team of destiny?
Team of destiny!
The team of destiny!
To be, like, projected. ASU was also projected to be last in the Big 12. So I guess it makes sense for both. But like both projected to be like last in the conference. They're not going to do good.
So four you could
wins
say ASU is a
team of destiny.
You could say that ASU is a team of destiny.
ASU is a team of destiny.
Thanks, Big Boy Coug. We got to get Big Boy Sun Devil on the
we got to get
on
him
the pod
on eventually.
But this is one of those things where like everything in my mind tells me it's so weird seeing ASU versus BYU on my calendar. But like everything. Wow, 14 versus 21 matchup. That's an awesome game. Everything in my mind is telling me to root for Arizona State, but I think that this is kind of BYU's year, and I think that BYU has the best chance to do something this year. I think, Jake, this is probably – I don't know if this is last year, but I don't think he's – I think that we are going to have a lot of QBs in the quarterback room next year that will give him some – that we want to probably play. And ASU, we got Sam Levy, we got our guy. Scataboo, I know, is up there in – his years of school, and we might lose him soon. But I feel like whoever wins this game, I think I'm kind of like, all right, that's my horse that I'm running with for the rest of the year for college football playoff. It's tough. Like, you want to say this is a win-win. It might be a lose-lose. But regardless, whoever wins the Big 12 championship, if it's BYU or ASU, one of them's probably going to go. That's who we're going to be riding with. It's kind of tough. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm riding.
I think best-case scenario for me, I know you wouldn't like this, but Colorado loses out and – BYU wins and ASU wins one game to both get in.
Yeah, no, that'd be tough. I don't think ASU can make it if they lose this game. So I think BYU would have to lose and then win their last game.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know. and Colorado would have to lose out. So I don't see it happening in the Big 12 championship, but
hard thing.
This will be exciting. I'm excited though. It's kind of going to be a hard watch. Like how am I going to watch this game unbiased, like hoping for the best for both, but it'll be a good game. True. I'm excited. Two masterclass teams. Shout out Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are we moving right along?
Let's move right along.
Okay. Since we're so thankful, we're going to move into our Sammy story of the week.
Sammy story. Let's call him up.
The Sammy story segment.
Sammy.
We need to put like a picture of what Sam looks like on the, like on one of our episodes. I feel like people have to realize how much of a goober this kid looked like when he was ages 6 through 10. Like,
little goober.
He was like, if a booger was a human, that was like him.
That was Sam? I see that.
I think
was it just me or did he have a big head?
No, he had a massive
head.
Your
call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Well, maybe we'll come back to that, see if he gets back on the phone. If not,
I feel like regardless if he doesn't pick up later, we should definitely still tell the story.
We will tell the story.
And we can follow up with it next time. Because that was a great moment.
Should we tell that story? Let's just tell that story right now.
The blue bag story?
Yeah, you want to tell it?
Yeah, I can tell
it. Okay, great.
We were going to Florida for a spring break. We don't usually travel very far usually for spring break, but we were going all the way to sunny Orlando, Florida for spring break. And Sam was in charge of one thing. My parents made sure, like, Sam, and I don't know how old he was. I was in high school. So I was probably 18, 17, and he is probably 9 or 10. So, like, he's coherent. He should know. He's gained consciousness. He knows what to do. My parents told him, like, Sam, you're in charge of one thing and one thing only. That is your blue bag. You cannot, under no circumstances, leave this behind, Sam. Like, they're putting a lot of pressure on him. Like,
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Actually, I kind of feel bad for Sam. They were putting an immense amount of pressure on Sam, like, you cannot lose this bag, bro. So we're flying to Orlando. It's really late flight. It's not like a red eye, but like we're pulling in at like 11 p.m. So very late for Sam and for all of us, kind of just a long day of traveling, I think. Sam was kind of sleeping on the flight. I think either me or you or dad picked up his blue bag for him, like to carry it because he was asleep. And then he was like falling. Like, I think we sat down for a while and then we were carrying him while he's asleep, or like put him on like a little wheelchair thing to push him while he's asleep. Sam like wakes up after. And comes
well, we pre-checked. We pre-checked his bag.
That's oh, did we? Oh, yeah. We checked it at the gate because he was supposed to have it. And then it was kind of like, all right, you don't really need to worry
but
about
I think
it.
I think the funny thing is he checked it in at the gate.
Like he knew it was being checked in.
Yeah, he knew it was being checked in.
Yeah, right. But he still was like, I think when he came to, because after a while we go to where we're supposed to get our baggage claim at. Sam comes to and he's just like, he's kind of like a little bit out of it. And then I think he just kind of processes like, wait a minute, everyone else has their bags. I have been in charge of this blue bag the entire time. And it's one of those things where you had to kind of be there. But Sam, just the way he said, where's my blue bag? Is just like the most frantic, stressed, like he just forgot like his child somewhere of, I can't find my bag. My parents are going to kill me over this. And he's just like about to cry. He's like, where's my blue bag? Where's my blue bag? And we're like, Sam, it's okay. He's like, where's my blue bag? And then we had to explain to him that we've got his bag for him.
Well, now he just gets pissed every time, though, that we say, hey, Sam, no, where's my blue bag?
That's a trigger word for him. He hates that.
He hates it. That was a funny Sammy story. I wish we got to get him on the phone eventually to talk about it, but it's too good.
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't.
There's.
Oh, a little construction.
Oh, some construction.
I thought there was a massage chair going on somewhere. No, yeah, we'll have to get Sam on for that because Sam to this day, if you say, hey, I need my blue bag, or like, hey, has anyone seen my blue bag? Everyone will look at Sam and Sam will just like get super mad. Upset. Oh, so mad. It's hilarious. It's great. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get Sam on in a minute, but let's talk about our favorite Thanksgiving traditions. Let's talk about this great time of year. Jake, you recently were quoted in saying, and I quote, Thanksgiving is so overrated because it's such an underrated holiday. Man, I hate Thanksgiving. What do you have to say to these reports that are coming forth?
Is that a direct quote?
I feel like that was pretty direct.
Well, the quote is true. It actually is. I think I think Thanksgiving is overrated. It's an overrated holiday. And I will say my reasons for why it's overrated. But the one that makes me the most mad is everyone's like, oh, Thanksgiving is so underrated. Everyone says that. And since everyone says it, it doesn't make it underrated. It makes it rated. People are saying it's good by saying it's not underrated.
But why is it? Why do people say it's underrated? If you can tell me that, then I can understand maybe.
Why do people say it's underrated? Well, I think people say it's underrated because it's in the Christmas season. It's surrounded by the two best holidays of all time, Halloween and Christmas.
Are those the two best holidays of all time?
4th of July makes an argument, but I think those two are the main ones. And it's sandwiched in between them. So they feel like Thanksgiving should have a case.
You could say that any holiday is sandwiched between 2 days of the year. I could say that Christmas and the 4th of July sandwich in between Arbor Day or something like that.
True, true. You could say that. But my thought process is, Arbor Day is in April. I think also people are like, oh, it's just great because you're with food. They bring up the three Fs. You know the three Fs?
I know the three Fs.
Food, football, family.
Oh, I thought the last one was feet.
Oh, feet.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's the fourth F, the secret fourth F. But here's my argument. The food is not that great. I don't like turkey. It's dry. Give me some steak.
Then don't eat the turkey.
Give me some steak. Mashed potatoes, I like. I like the mashed potato stuffing. Not a fan.
Dude, we have steaks. Corn? You have steaks for...
Not on the cob.
We got to back up to mashed potatoes. Did you just say no mashed potatoes?
No, I love mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
I love mashed potatoes. Corn? When it's not on the cob, I don't want it. Get it out of my face.
They make it pretty good with that butter.
Pies? I don't want pumpkin pie.
A little pecan pie.
I don't want pecan pie. Oh, that's so good. I just want a steak. I want steak and mashed potatoes.
You have steak so... You could have steak any day of the year. Why does it...
Why do you think I have it every day of the year? Why? I could. Because it's the best.
I don't get why...
I never have turkey any other day of the year.
Why on... what's it called? On the 4th of July, do you not complain about, oh, what's up with all these hot dogs? Why can't we get a steak in here?
I love hot dogs.
Okay, well...
It's a staple.
You just don't love turkey at all?
I don't love turkey.
You don't like turkey at all?
I'll eat it because it's meat, but I don't like it.
Okay, well, I guess that's justified.
Okay,
that's fair.
Football. None of the games are good.
That's not
I'm
true.
I'm tired of the games. They're not good.
This slate this year actually looks pretty...
it's pretty bad. We're about to talk about it, and I'm not happy about it.
I think it'll be pretty good this year.
Lame. Actually. And then family, it's with... This is a hard one, but sometimes it's with, you know, family that, you know, you don't always want to spend it with, you know?
No, I don't know.
Like
actually,
Andrew, I wouldn't want to spend Thanksgiving with
Andrew.
Well,
luckily I'm not spending
Thanksgiving. Luckily we're not, so I guess we can check that off the list.
Well, I think that's funny. Like, I always saw, like, those posts or memes about people saying, like, oh, when your in-laws come in for, or when your family comes in for Thanksgiving and... Like, now it's getting all political. That never happened, really.
That doesn't happen to us.
That never happened to us.
Like, what does happen is my mom invites random people to our Thanksgiving.
Small talk with these randos.
Yeah, and I'm like, why? I know we're trying to be nice.
Actually, I wish these people would just go.
Why can't they just starve on Thanksgiving? No, I sound like a jerk.
Yeah, you do. Gosh, I got to talk to this guy now. He's eating all my food, and I got to talk to him. All right.
It seems like a little bit of a hassle. I don't know. What are your thoughts on Thanksgiving?
I won't say it's like, I used to be like, Thanksgiving is the best holiday. Mm. I think it's because all the food I like. And I don't even really eat the turkey. Like, I eat the dark meat turkey. Mm. But for me, I just love gravy. I love potatoes. I love stuffing. Stuffing is so good. And you can't have stuffing any other day of the year because nobody wants to make it. Mm. And I'm like, man, I forget. I think stuffing's just like croutons and a bunch of stuff shoved up the rear end of a bird. But... It's so good. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
After saying stuffed up in the anus of a bird.
I love stuffing. Okay. Stuff that down my throat. That's so good.
Oh my gosh. Pause.
I think that's why it like carries it for me. Like all the other stuff, like if there's bad football games, if there's bad this, that, and the other, stuffing kind of just fills in the cracks of my soul. I'm trying to think what else is good on Thanksgiving. Dessert's usually good. I like that you can watch movies. They come out with a lot of movies because of the holiday season. There's a lot of good movies coming out this holiday season.
You like the movies.
So I always am like I got to
Thanksgiving
see
nap is elite.
Oh, that's so good.
That is elite.
So, yeah, I actually – and then you sometimes get sparkling cider. That's usually pretty good too. So I'm all in on Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving's great. I don't think it's underrated, and I don't think it's overrated. I think it's just properly rated. It's a good – there's nothing like headlining it. Like there's no gifts or presents, but like the food is a gift. That's great. So I really want Thanksgiving now. I'm getting all emotional. Let's talk about traditions. Do you have any Thanksgiving traditions, Jake? That you grew up with in your family?
Well, we're from the same family. But a tradition I kind of have on Thanksgiving, I love to play some football.
I love a good turkey bowl.
Turkey bowl. Have a good turkey bowl.
I feel like we've had a lot of turkey bowls where it's really cold and things don't go right sometimes.
Well,
I ball out for the turkey bowls.
I do too. My favorite type of turkey bowl, though, is where I'm kind of the best player there. But it's close.
So that never happens.
No, it happens all the time. But there's
there's at least someone who can match you. Like, it's not like, oh, this is way too easy. But like,
it's not way too easy, but I feel like I could take over.
Mm. So you've never felt that? Because we've had
I have felt that.
We've participated in most turkey bowls.
I have felt that. But like, if people are too talented, I'm like, oh, this is lame.
Yeah.
Try hards. Except when it's me, then it's fine. But
I haven't had a Thanksgiving in Montana in like 6 years, 5 years now, which is crazy. Really looking forward to a turkey bowl back in Big Sky.
Mm-hmm.
High school pretty soon here. My favorite turkey bowl memory was one time we were like, all right, next point wins. Like, it's getting toward the end of the game. We played a lot. We're kind of keeping track of score. I took a pick six from Dad who threw it. And, like, he throws the pick. I turn around. I'm going all the way down the field, like 100 yards. I don't know if it was really a 100-yard field, but we were going the whole way down. Dad is going to meet me right at the pylon. And so I could either dive to make the pylon, or we're playing, like, two in touch, or I could truck Dad. And I chose to truck Dad. He still gets so mad about this. But I just remember when I went, like, he's going down, and he doesn't think I'm going to truck him or anything like that. I just completely lower the shoulder, lay the wood into him. It was so funny.
Dang. Do you remember the time when we were at, I think it was San Diego, and you were running into the ocean, and Dad followed you and tackled you and lost his sunglasses?
That was why that happened? Oh, I didn't realize that. No, that wasn't San Diego. That was in Orlando.
Oh, Orlando.
Same trip.
Blue bag.
Blue bag trip. There was a lot of bad. And we all that was like, we lost a family member when Dad lost his glasses because those glasses have been around for like 10 years.
And the trip was over at that point.
We were just
vacation
like,
was done.
This trip sucks. We're not doing anything. Like, we were in such bad moods over this pair of glasses that he had. But those are my Thanksgiving traditions. I like watching a movie, maybe going out for a little fall walk, maybe like making a pile of leaves.
Brisk walk.
Pulling a little Charlie Brown and like pulling the football away from Jake or something.
Yeah. Good stuff.
That's what Thanksgiving means to me.
Well, I think that's a little lame. But speaking of football, we got some games.
We've got a great NFL slate.
No, we don't. But let's predict it.
Let's start with the game that I think that is going to be the most. You acted like we are talking about the same game.
I think we're talking about the same game.
I was going to talk about Bears Lions.
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm thinking.
This is the most best jersey matchup. And also the best nostalgic matchup.
I don't think that, but
because the Bears and Lions are always playing each other, they're divisional team. Well,
I think best jersey would be Bengals and Chargers or something.
The Giants Cowboys one might actually be better jerseys if they wear the throwbacks for those. Mm. That actually would probably be the better jersey matchup.
So who do you got winning, Bears or Lions?
Well, I think that it's going to be the Lions.
Ooh.
But I think it's going to be really close. The Bears have looked terrible lately. But I feel like this is one of those games that they'll play like it's their Super Bowl. Like, this is the game where they're like, hey, guys, if we win this game, the season's a success. Mm. So I think they're going to play like it's their Super Bowl. But I think Detroit is going to win. I feel like Detroit's had this they hadn't won a game on Thanksgiving for 11 years before Dan Campbell turned things around. So I think it'll be a close game, one-score game. But I do think that the Bears are going to show up really good.
You got the Bears winning.
Lions.
Lions, okay. I got the Bears taking it. Caleb Williams.
You don't have to just disagree with me for good radio.
No, I'm not. Honestly, when I see a win, I picture, especially on Thanksgiving, who's going to be eating the turkey leg?
Oh, that's a good point.
And I see
it's Caleb definitely going to be Jared Goff.
I see Caleb Williams eating a turkey leg.
Is he going to eat it like this? Like,
yes, with his nails painted. He's going to wear it. He's going to not wear it.
He's a fancy
chicken
boy.
Brent. Chicken Caleb.
Chicken Caleb.
Turkey Caleb.
Turkey Caleb.
Okay, I see him winning. What about the Giants Cowboys?
I think this will be the game to watch. This is the afternoon game.
Who's going to get the first pick?
What's funny, though, is these teams are terrible. So yeah. Danny DeVito. Wait, not Danny DeVito.
DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
Is going to be playing for the Giants. I'm going with the Italian on this one.
I
think he's going
to. Italian Stallion.
I think it's going to be a great game, though. You know, when you look at this game, you're like, wow, you got both quarterbacks that are backup quarterbacks playing in this game. This is probably going to be like a 13-10 win that comes down to a field goal at the end for the Giants or the Cowboys. True. I think this is actually going to be surprising. Like, both teams' defenses and offense have been playing poorly lately, but I think they're just the Giants are just going to – I think both teams are going to put up a lot of points. I'm taking the Giants to win in this one.
How about them boys? Them Cowboys.
You like them Cowboys?
I like them Cowboys. I'm rocking with the Cowboys. Micah Parsons said it in his podcast. You know, this team's a good team. They just haven't been playing like it.
They're so playing in the afternoon. Winning. Do you think the fact that the sun's going to be shining through the windows is going to throw off the
– No way.
Okay.
Let's ride with them boys.
Okay, let's talk about Dolphins-Packers. Probably the most – the worst jersey matchup, but it's in Green Bay. It's going to be a cold game. You like when the Thanksgiving games are cold. Like, you can like, oh, it looks like it's cold there. And the Dolphins don't play very well in cold temperatures, which makes me think that this is going to be a rout for the Packers. But the Dolphins got Tua back. They look pretty good. I think they've like been they lost to the Cardinals. But then since then, I think they've won the last two games.
Yeah.
And pretty convincingly, I feel like, too.
Go Dolphins.
You going Fins?
I got Fins.
I'll take the Packers on this one. I don't want the Packers. I don't want the Packers to win. Do we disagree on every single one?
Yeah.
Wait, we got to...
That's good radio, though.
That's
great radio.
Okay. I'm still taking the... I think the Packers are going to win if I'm looking at this straight up. But I think the Fins, they look good. Like, they are trying to make a case for the wild card, even though that's pretty far-fetched.
A race. Dang.
I think they could do it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our Thanksgiving slate. We're not going to be spending Thanksgiving together. I'm going to be in California. Jake's going to be in Montana. You going hunting?
I am. How about we close the show saying something we're thankful for?
I like that idea.
About each other.
Oh. You had me up until... Why don't you start?
Oh.
You go first.
I'm thankful for the fact that you... While I've been here at BYU, you've set me up with a ton of girls, and it's been really nice for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
You actually did not do that. I was just calling your bluff.
Wow.
But I would appreciate it.
You got got. You can't get me.
I'm thankful for my family.
That was so basic. That sucks. Boo.
I'm thankful for good music.
Okay.
And friends to share with.
I thought you were going to say something like to get me in trouble. Maybe I'll say that. I'll say I'm thankful that Jake has given me all of his homework assignments and that nobody has reported him to the honor code. No, I'm just kidding. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
So yours was just for music?
No, I'm thankful for you and running this podcast with me.
I'm thankful that we now have this podcast on video so that you can all see, like I do, that Jake wears this outfit every single day.
Hey, you know what they say?
Wash your clothes every other day or something?
No, they say
every so often?
They say if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. Well, when you wear the same thing every day.
I don't wear the same thing every day. I wash it.
It's going to break.
You just run into me every day I wear it.
Did you laundry that often?
No. It's like once a week I wear this.
Well, I'm not complaining. I got this shirt for Jake. You should have been thankful that I got you this shirt. Yeah, it's a good shirt.
Dennis Rodman.
That's what I'm thankful for. My real thankful for is I think I'm just thankful for this BYU season and this Arizona State season. And I'm thankful... hopefully for some good times to come and all the good times that have passed.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for the Jake and Drew listeners. Thank you for listening to another one of our podcasts.
Appreciate y'all.
We'll see you after the break.
Love y'all.